Chinese filmmaker Wang Bing is known primarily as a documentarian who operates frequently with a long-form verite style. The most famous of his films is his 9-hour-long debut, Tie Xi Chu, West of the Tracks from 2002. It is a presentation of an immersion in the decline of a northeastern Chinese industrial area. The underlying philosophy in Wang's work, as it operates largely in his tendency towards maximum length, is stimulated by his rejection of the way documentary production is controlled, the way it is influenced by conventional methods of media and news production. It's a rejection of particular approaches to story and narrative and limitations each placed upon the filmmaker, which Wang summarizes as an adoption of the experience of all the films which were shot before. Instead, Wang's cinema displays a philosophy of production that has emphasized experimentation with time, personages, and the documentary to combine these elements into a narration. It is a philosophy aimed at using time in such a way that the viewer is cracked and absorbed into the film and into the life it captures in a manner heretofore unshot. A brief consideration of the majority of its output and the duration of each work only makes obvious the nature of this philosophy and the singularity of the method. He Fengming, 2007. 186 minutes. Crude Oil, 2008, 840 minutes. Three Sisters, 2012, 153 minutes. Till Madness Do Us Part, 2013, 227 minutes. Ta Ang, 2016, 148 minutes. 15 Hours, 2017, 900 minutes. And finally, the film under discussion in this writing, Dead Souls, 2018. 495 minutes. Dead Souls concerns the history of two Chinese labor and re-education camps, Mingxue and Jiabingo, that began operation during the anti-rightist campaign of 1957 to 1959. From 1957 to 1961, some 2,500 rightists would endure these camps in the northwestern province of Gansu, where, as those detained failed in their task to irrigate desert land so it could be transformed into a thriving town for re-education, a slow descent into mass starvation, occasional cannibalism, and thoroughgoing abjection resulted in 2,200 deaths. Wang filmed the movie over a span of approximately 12 years, conceiving of it primarily as a document to the existence and reality of the camps from the perspective of the few living survivors, many of whom are found to be in their late 80s or early 90s during the time of filming. Yet the film is not simply an 8-hour series of survivors recollecting their suffering, but more strikingly captures the revisionism and suppression the facticity of the tragedy has received over time, socially, bureaucratically, and politically. One sees in the failed attempts of survivors or their relatives to memorialize the site or the efforts of the government to redevelop, hide, and destroy the camp. With all this in mind, one can't help but feel a deep prescience to the material as it is watched, an almost race against time, as both strands of recollection and suppression are interweaved, because following the vast majority of interviews, the viewer is informed that the survivors in question died in the year succeeding their testimony. One senses that the injustice of this place and experience has incensed the filmmaker. The simple facts that brought so many men and women to the camps are in themselves striking. In numerous cases, workers, intellectuals, and party members who, emboldened by the 100 Flowers campaign of 1956 that encouraged the open expression of opinions about the Communist Party of China's governance, aired their views and opinions on numerous matters, for example, corrupt officials, mismanagement, an ideological difference, only to see the campaign be twisted into an anti-rightist movement that would sweep up hundreds of thousands of those who spoke of their grievances, tarring them rightists. Yet, it is the horrors of these camps beyond the gross deception of the 1956 campaign that is the true object of Wang's focus and ire. In point of fact, in Wang's filmography, one could speak of a Jabianko trilogy. He Fengming, The Ditch, the Chinese name of which is Jabianko, and Dead Souls. He Fengming is a 3-hour presentation of the life and difficulties of the wife of a victim of the camp, while The Ditch is an adaptation and reimagining of a survivor's memoir. Dead Souls is then, in some sense, a massive appendix wherein all the influences, sources, and research become clear, even as it furnishes and culminates what has been realized and investigated in other forms. Here the stories and present-day activities of survivors, relatives, party cadres who manage the camps and contemporary residents of the site meet alongside startling footage of what little remains unhidden of the camp itself. The film is, of course, deeply confrontational in the Chinese context, as it presents openly and thoroughly the realities of a time, from struggle sessions to interpersonal and communal bitterness, that few feel they can safely recount, even without having been a camp survivor. The time spent with the party cadre is highly illuminating as one senses the extent of fear and distrust in a political and bureaucratic context, wherein one could find oneself labeled a rightist and a member of a camp for even displays of empathy. Further recollections of the nature and deployment of policy are striking and getting at the fictive elements and power relations of the time, wherein it was deemed that there must be 2 rightists for every 20 people, and quotas had to be met, so rightists were found. Your neighbor, your enemy, your accuser. The film serves again and again to put in front of the viewer what few openly speak of, the ruthless treatment of peasants, workers, intellectuals, and political opponents alike, and the gross discrepancies in power that have been weaponized to silence and disenchant the populace once hopeful of mass input, even if Western defenders of Maoism imagine that there was some bilateral mass line between party and people. These issues of silencing and control are still ongoing for, as recently as 2 weeks ago, Chinese citizens who formed an online group to translate subtitles for the film were visited by police and told to cease operations.
你要是有家边口的人的话呢都去问我母亲后你认为家边口的是个反正号码啥号的把外籍号没人记我这是记上照片你认为都马马虎虎的只是个名字站到晚上的
There's no people, claims Wang Bing, regarding the films and filmmakers, what is regarded as the fifth wave of Chinese filmmakers, in The Flowers of Taipei, Taiwan New Cinema documentary. He finds in much of Chinese filmmaking, and in this generation specifically, what he refers to as a collective cinema, full of signs and types that fail to meet or capture reality. In his admiration for the sense of history and memory present in the Taiwanese New Wave, the subject of the documentary, one gets a deeper sense of Wang Bing and his work. He is interested in people in cinema, in finding a person, their memories, and history, and enabling an expression in film. In his filmography, he has refused the scripted and organized forms of The Search for General So, or The Death of Superman Lives, wherein everything is known about the film prior to its beginning. Wang prefers a style of documentation that allows him to find an understanding of the film as it is made, wherein history, memory, life, and person enter into a discovery of narration and structure that eschews previous cinematic experience. Lastly, again in Flowers of Taipei, Wang makes another observation that there are many kinds of memories. Some are macroscopic, some are fleeting and individual. The objects of this remark are the works of Hou Xiaoxian and Edward Yang, but it is not difficult to understand his own cinema, and Dead Souls in particular, in light of such an understanding. It is what Wang aims to capture, and perhaps even create, in his cinema, a particular comprehension of person, memory, and life. And Dead Souls is a complex intertwining of all that is macro and micro about such a deeply terrible tragedy. It gives account to to the rarefied and abstract political policies of a time, even as it captures and reifies their individual impact and fallout across ages. It is a work in which a distended runtime forms a dialectic with fleeting remembering to form terms that impress upon the viewer that, even at such great lengths, not enough has been said or done, and never can it be. Yet, it is this that grants Dead Souls and Wang's cinema more generally its importance, for one is absorbed into a nexus of memory, history, and individuality that are unparalleled in their complexity and power. It is in this nexus that duration is used to split the viewer, so they may enter into the cinematic time of the film and undergo acutely the affects and sensations of the film's subjects, the history that they have endured, and the life they have borne. Wang Bing's filmography is not for the faint of heart, but his work displays a rich formal philosophy and visual acumen that is unparalleled in world cinema, and that demands it be undergone.